state is present, the defendant is present together with his attorney. Mr. Beeny, did you have an opportunity to discuss sentencing with Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, sir.
Any changes in your mind about going forward?
Yes.
The state may be heard.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, on July 7th, 2010, Mr. Beeny was discharged from the penitentiary in the state of North Dakota on charges of theft of property and escape, both felonies. Within just over a year, he was in trouble with the law in Kansas. 2012, was alleged to have committed other felonies in Kansas for which there still exists a warrant for his arrest. Was alleged to have committed a parole violation in Kansas as well within just over 2 years of being released. And then in Girald County, 2012, he ultimately pled guilty to aggravated looting. While those charges were pending, these incidents occurred on January 8th, 2013. And I think from all the facts and circumstances, it is apparent that Mr. Beeny had a plan and that he was going to do anything he had to get out of jail that night. His history indicates that Mr. Beeny has spent most of his life engaging in conduct that gets him into prison, and he spends most of his time in prison thinking of ways to get out. His history also indicates that he is a risk to the public. He is a risk to law enforcement. Law enforcement is in the best position to minimize that risk, and we need to minimize that risk for as long as possible by lengthy prison sentence. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Beeny is 45 years old. Given the maximum sentence, and the sentence would be my consecutive, by my calculation, that would make him serve about 22 years and 9 months before being released. That puts him at about 67 years old before he gets out. We are asking the court to not impose the maximum and send him come off that. We are asking that the court impose a sentence of 20 years on the aggravated assault charge and 8 on the escape. And I believe there are two main mitigating factors in this case why that is a reasonable sentence in this situation. The main thing is that the makeshift makeshift weapon that was used was not involved. It was some rubber bands and some paper wrapped around what was a rusty shell casing. The bullet that was handed to the jailer was also cleaned up to make it look newer, but these were things that he actually found in the jail behind the toilet that had been there for years, that appeared to him. This is not something he had pre-planned before he got to the jail. He used these to make the jailers think he could do something, and I definitely readily acknowledge that these jailers were put in great fear of their life, and I have no doubt that they believe this weapon could have killed them. But the fact is it could not have, because it was non-functioning, the actual threat to their life was minimal. We believe that should be a mitigating factor in the aggravated assault charge because no physical violence was used in that case. There was no actual harm done to the jailers. And a maximum sentence should be reserved for those cases in aggravated assault when there are serious injuries occur, when people do receive those very serious injuries that can result from aggravated assault. Part of that is
can be a message that if he's going to escape, then you might as well use all force necessary here. He did not. It was not required of him, and we think that some mitigation off the maximum sentence is warranted because of that. The second main mitigating factor is that even though he has a lengthy history, that history is also devoid of actual violence. Even the aggravated assault that he got when he was 18 years old was done with an airsoft pistol holding up a grocery store for, I believe he said, about $16. No one was actually harmed in that. He was not using a natural firearm. His history since then has been the same thing. When he escaped out of North Dakota, no violence was actually used. It was based upon threat and the appearance of the possibility of violence, but no actual violence. Because of that, he does not need the maximum punishment to keep him out of society as long as possible. He's willing to accept a severe punishment because of his length of history and the severity of the crime, but it does not warrant a maximum sentence. The court can also take into consideration that he is sentenced on that aggravated robbery from Kansas when he was 18, was a 15-to-life sentence. Meaning whenever he is released from the South Dakota Penitentiary, he is going to be taken to Kansas and will be facing a possible life sentence there. And so the risk to South Dakota citizens will be minimal regardless of what the sentence is that the court imposed because of that. So we believe that the court should give him 20 years on the aggravated assault, 8 on the escape, based upon my parole calculations, would mean he would sit about 18 years and a couple months before being taken to Kansas. So hopefully the court will take that into consideration in its sentencing.
Mr. Beeney, is there anything further that you would like to say? Satisfied with Mr. Wheeler's statements?
Yes, sir.
Anything further from the state?
No, sir.
Well, as I have worked through this, one might think that I automatically default to the maximum, but I don't. Because I, as a judge, need to consider the different factors that the court should weigh in sentencing. Mr. Wheeler makes very good points. The point about Kansas is interesting. To quote that famous movie, we're not in Kansas anymore. And what we have to do is think about South Dakota and the situation. You created quite a situation. And I have no doubt that that fear felt by the jailers was real. I made a stupid comment to my son once after a gun had been poked in his face. I asked him if it was loaded. And his response was, well, he used some swear words, but basically said, Dad, it doesn't really matter because you're scared. And that's what happened. So when I step back and think about what that event was, and I'm going to separate as I analyze that event, that fear felt by law enforcement is so real that I have to give you the maximum. I have to give you that 25 years on that charge. Now, we turn to the escape. The escape obviously was a crime. You've admitted that. But what you've also done is created a perception out there. And people need to understand that those actions can't be tolerated. So I'm going to give you the 10 years there also. And they're going to be consecutive. But what I want to say is it will start today. The parole calculation will start today. It's going to be concurrent with Judge Erickson's schedule. Now, I have sentenced people 35 years in the South Dakota State Penitentiary. Because of the different types of calculations, I've committed to the statutes of the South Dakota State Code for the determination of your parole eligibility. I will sign the judgment today. It will be delivered to you before you leave town today. That will start a 30-day appeal period. That 30-day appeal period will expire, and if you have not filed a notice of appeal, then your appeal rights will expire. You need to contact Mr. Wheeler if you choose to do that. Mr. Beeney, I don't take any pleasure in handing down such a sentence. I wish you well, sir, and with that, we stand adjourned.